All right, recording on.
Who's gonna win?
So guys, standard large meeting rules. If you want to speak, turn
User,
on
your
platoon light. You know, the command orange light. And you will be called on. All right, still, are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm Mathix, and I guess we'll get this full portal meeting started. A couple big announcements. The first one, just to drop this on you guys like a load of cinder blocks, you may have noticed that I have been playing less. I am just starting the last course of my MBA. I'm working full time, and I just bought a new house with 27 acres of land.
Nice.
That the end result is I am very busy. These are all good things. My life is awesome, but the game is getting less priority. So I have decided that I need to step down from CEO. At this point, you all know Steel Rain. He's been my XO for several months now. He's worked up from squad leader to infantry trainer and has been one of our, or maybe the most active platoon leader in overall. the comments are awesome. So anyways, it's probably going to take
User
a couple days to get the forums updated and permissions and all that stuff, but I have formally recommended Steel Rain to replace me, and I'm pretty sure that that'll go through. So please, give him your respect. He's awesome. He makes this game fun. And he puts a hell of a lot of work into it. And for that, that's very much appreciated. We've also got some other topics, in addition to that. So Steel Rain, up to you.
Firstly, guys, let's get a command light clap for Mathix. Awesome job in the portal here. And we have very much appreciated your leadership, Mathix. And a lot of great things have happened in this portal thanks to your hard work. And we appreciate you. So we want you to know that.
User joined your channel.
Hear, hear.
Aw, thank you. I still hope to be around. I still love the game. I still love SG. I just don't have enough time. So you'll still see me. Don't worry.
And I'm sure we'll pick your brain from time to time.
The semester's only 4 months?
Yeah.
And it's just an MBA. I mean, come on.
So moving on to bigger some other topics here. A couple things we want to talk about. Wow, first of all, let me say, 77 guys. Where are you guys every night? That's my first question. Wow. We need you guys to log in every day. Holy crap. And I mean that with every fiber of my being. Imagine the things that we could accomplish with these kind of numbers online every night. In addition to the idea that I'm about to just kind of drop out here for
User
discussion.
Joined your channel.
A lot of other outfits on our server run a lot of public squads, and it kind of benefits them in terms of enhancing their size and flexibility. And in the terms of SG, it could be extremely beneficial to us because we do have such strong leaders that can kind of corral the indies in our favor. And we've run recruiting squads and we've tried other things and they've all been awesome, but you know, there's room for expansion in this department. And we want to discuss the idea of possibly opening up more of our squads to recruiting squads. Now, we'll hash out some
User
of the finer details
channel.
Of this going forward and But we want to do a trial period, and the kind of basic gist of the idea would be that we would start squads with about six or about five or six members of SG, and then let the rest of the squads be filled, the rest of the slots be filled by indies. Now it's not going to change the way that SG plays. The standards will be the same. The leadership will be exactly the same. We're just looking to buoy the numbers some, and allow ourselves to get into a little bit of the larger fights and have a bigger impact on the game. That being said, you know, like I said, the rules would be the same. We wouldn't tolerate any general asshattery or anything of that nature. You know, people that didn't perform would be kicked. But we have had a lot of really, really, really great recruiting squads. I mean, we know that we have leaders that can successfully corral indies, even in a squad where, you know, there's less than five SG. And I'm not saying that every squad leader is capable of handling that level of leadership, but we can certainly, you know, make ourselves more effective in that regard by kind of getting some people in and also buoying our own numbers, you know, getting some recruits in here. Not everybody who joins the squads will join SG, but, you know, we could get people who join our squads on a regular basis. And again, we're going to start this on a trial period. We're not going to do too much, but at the bare minimum, I would like to see
user joined your channel
recruiting squads every night. I mean, it's important for us to get ourselves increased in numbers, increased in size. This is a numbers game. However much we don't want to admit it, numbers matter a lot. And right now we have excellent numbers, but other nights not so much. And so those are the opportunities that we have available to us to kind of increase the fun that we can have in this game by increasing our numbers. And on that note, we will just talk about a recruiting drive. I would like to encourage each and every one of you to
user joined your channel.
Get someone that you know to play PlanetSide with SG. Again, remember, everyone can get play 30 days for free. So if you can just get a friend to try it, just get them to come try the game and get them into SG. And I'm sure that once they have come here and seen the way that we do things or play this game, especially the way that we play it, they will love it. So I think we should get a lot more people to come check out the game. So I would encourage every single one of you to get someone you know to come and try and play PlanetSide. Because it's a great game, and this is a great group of people. We just need some more bodies. And I think that will go really well. Any comments, concerns, questions on this particular thing? If you have one, please turn on your command light.
I see Tandem down there.
As an old Eve hand, I'd like to suggest if we move forward with this, we create a TeamSpeak just for PlanetSide 2, because it's disorientating to try and communicate with a blend of in-game comms and TeamSpeak.
What do you mean exactly?
Under Eve, we actually had a separate login for a while where it was just Eve people and it was a password to log in. And we could invite people from other corporations into our guest areas of it, but they didn't.
Oh, you're saying to bring people into RTS?
Right, but with our own server, not a general SGHQ server. It's been done for other portals when they were when they had the need for that sort of communications before.
Cool.
It's not been done in years, and we can set up open public channels within this TeamSpeak within the PlanetSide 2 family areas as needed.
I mean, that's something we can consider, but in my humble opinion, in-game comms works great. And I know that there are some channels of it that don't work out well, but I don't know if most people are aware, but you can mute everything except for squad comms if you wanted to. All you got to do is go in there and change the volumes in your leader chat, in your platoon chat. You can crank that all down, your proximity, and you could just have squad chat. So, I haven't had any problems doing it. Now, if other people have problems with it, like it's something we can discuss and look into, but I honestly think that in-game comms works just fine. And I don't want to You know, I don't think it needs to get that complicated at this point in time.
A couple quick thoughts. First off, there are several ways that you can optimize in-game comms. Right now, you know, if you just use defaults, it's crazy and there's people talking at you from all directions, especially if you're a squad leader. But there are ways to fix that. So it's just squad comms and then TS, and that's it. And I know that before we go live with the trial of this, you know, public squad recruit drive, there will be a extensive write-up on exactly how to optimize your game. The second thing that everyone needs to be aware of is that our portal, the SG, our charter, the SG charter, does stipulate that you have to be on TeamSpeak with us while you're playing. That's something that we talk about to every new recruit. So by using in-game comms, that does not mean that you don't have to be on TeamSpeak. It's just a separate channel. So just keep that in mind.
Well, guys, 89 guys on. You guys better all stay logged in after this because we're going to play and kick some ass.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. At this point, I'm going to hand over the floor to Kaladin, who has some topics that he wants to discuss. So, Kaladin, take it away.
My topic's actually going to be a new role that we're going to be implementing within squads. And the origin of this position came about, as many of you may have noticed, we do some pretty dynamic tactics with the gal drops on Sunderers, drop potting in, and all kinds of different things. And things are always going to be developed, and we're always going to be refining those tactics. And those tactics put quite a lot of responsibility on the squad leader to decide when and where to employ those tactics. And this new role is going to try to lighten the load of the squad leader. And it's been being referred to as the whip. And just the goal of the whip is to maintain squad cohesion and tight comms whenever the squad is functioning. That way the squad leader can focus on tactics. And I've been having a blast doing the galaxy drops on Sunderers and denying spawns. That is so much fun. And I get so much enjoyment out of doing that, that I want it to continue. And I want us to continue to develop these tactics. But as we do that, we're going to need kind of a second in command in the squad just to maintain that discipline. So the role will be specifically tailored for our sevens, for our sergeants. It's a great opportunity for these sergeants or for anybody who is interested in becoming a squad leader to take up the role of the whip within the squad and get some experience with enforcing comms and enforcing squad cohesion. And it's a good foot in the door to ultimately becoming a squad leader. And really the whip is going to be keeping the squad focused. So when the squad leader picks the objective and how to do it, the whip is going to be there to make sure that the squad is focused on that target and is getting the job done. If you guys have read any forums whatsoever about PlanetSide 2, you know that within PlanetSide 2, Sturm Grenadier are feared and were respected by our enemies. And that's because of our strength, our tenacity, and also our discipline and our organization. Those are the foundations upon which everything else is built upon for Sturm Grenadier. And those core qualities are what is going to be reinforced by the whip. In order to get the maximum combat effectiveness and the maximum fun out of their squads. But the main focus will always be on those communications discipline and that squad cohesion, because that is where we are able to be a force multiplier and go for 4-1 odds and fight an even fight. And that's at all times. Tight comms and squad cohesion needs to be done at all times, unless directed otherwise by the squad leader. And also, this new position should also expect to be the point man of the squad. This frees up the squad leader to roam a little bit, find tactical weaknesses within the enemy and different flanking positions, and frees that squad leader up to actually survey the battlefield without having to be the focus of the squad. So that whip will be the point man. You'll probably be calling out targets on the battlefield to focus fire on. But again, that comms discipline and squad cohesion will be their focus. And any full squad should have a whip. It's just too important of a position to ignore when you have a full squad. But not all situations are squad leaders are always going to want a whip. So whenever you join a squad, you can either send them a tell or a poke or a team speak and just let them know that you're interested in it. And if they would like you to fulfill that role, then you can do so and just help out and kind of be a second in command. It'll also be helpful for when that squad leader ultimately logs off and has to move on. You know, maybe you can step up without having that squad leader just kind of swinging in the breeze with nobody to step up to take their place. So just to summarize that new position that we're going to be implementing, it is designed to ensure that our squads remain tight, that they're run effectively, and that comms discipline and that squad cohesion that we hold so dear, that we use to be that force multiplier on the battlefield, is present all the time. Again, unless otherwise directed by the squad leader. It's tailor-made for sergeants. It's a great opportunity for sergeants to get that squad leading experience, and for anybody who wants to kind of get their feet wet in squad leading, it's a good opportunity for them as well. So with that, I'll kind of open it up to questions. But again, we want to be running tight squads, and that's the goal of this new position. So if anybody has any questions, just turn on your command light for me. Go ahead, Kilmarine. User left your channel.
I'm mostly curious. We actually spoke about this to some degree without it being refined as the whip at the time. But them being kind of the go-to person for the next squad leader to step up, or at least some direction towards that. Now, you did mention that towards the end, which is why I turned my light off before, but what I'm wondering is, sometimes we do things like fire teams, and sometimes we do things where we have people split up. I'm wondering how we've kind of resolved that part of the issue.
What do you mean?
Well, if we have the squad, if we have the person that's actually in charge of the squad, and then we have someone who's part of the sub-squad, are we doing like fire team as the main leader is doing one part of the fire team and the other leader is doing the other part? Is that how we resolve the issue of who's giving the orders at that point?
Well, this doesn't really. The fire teams are implemented at the discretion of the squad leader. So if the squad leader finds that the fire teams will be more effective for the given situation, he can break it up however he wants.
I mean, we haven't generally been running fire teams.
Yeah, absolutely. And this just gives him a ready-made, you know, fire team leader if he or she decides that that's necessary. But the tactical decisions, the how you approach an objective, how you take an objective, will always be the squad leader's decision. The squad leader has ultimate tactical control of the squad. The whip is just there to make sure that the squad is staying together and that there's not idle chatter when it's not necessary.
That's correct.
So, I mean, you know, the squad leader gives an order and, you know, say the squad leader says, okay, guys, we're going to recall the warp gate and load a galaxy. Well, the whip is the guy who chimes in. All right, guys, everyone hit your leaky. Let's go. Come on, let's move. We got to do this in 60 seconds. You know, it's the guy that kind of pumps the squad up and gets them moving. That's just a general example, but obviously there'll be more things than that. But it's the general idea is just maintaining squad discipline and kind of pushing the guys a little bit harder than normal. And exactly. Helping the squad leader out while they're staring at the map.
There will be no power struggle. The squad leader has the power. The whip is just enforcing it.
That should be quite useful then, yes. Thank you.
He's like a repeater, you could say.
Yeah.
Go ahead, X. I see your lights on.
Yeah, so I'm just, the way I interpret it, the command light is for the squad leader and the whip is just listening to the in-squad comms to get his points, right?
Correct.
Yeah, the whip should be focused on the actions of the squad so yeah, that the squad leader can worry about the other.
I can just sort of see situations where if two people have their command lights on, and then maybe there could be confusion. But as long as the whip keeps the light off, you know, and it's just a pushing mechanism.
Well, I've seen regularly there's multiple command lights on in a squad, yeah, so that shouldn't cause too much confusion. But you know, if the whip wants to turn on their command light and a squad leader lets them do that, then that's their decision. But ultimately, the whip's responsibility is to the squad.
Cool.
I just want to sometimes.
The tricky part is when the whip hears an order and then starts chiding people to respond to that order before the squad leader reissues it. We want to avoid that, but otherwise I don't see an issue with the command light.
State, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was just curious. You know, I've been running quite a bit with you guys, and it seems like about 75% of the time we run Super Squad, where we've got like 16, 18 people split in between two squads. Like, do you have a threshold set for the number count of people on and when you want the whip to take a role? Or, you know, when you're running in the kind of like dual squad nature, like how would you split that up?
That's a great question. I think every squad should have a whip. you know, at all the time. You know, it's not, they're not taking anything away from the squad leader. All they're doing is adding to the squad. So, and definitely in a situation where a squad leader is dealing with that many people, the whip is even more valuable. So.
Sure. Because it also seems sometimes, you know, you have your platoon leader and you'll have your two squads, maybe say each one's at eight people. So you have your platoon lead and two squad leads, if it is broken up in that way. You know, I'm wondering if there's a threshold number where you'd like really want to see that whip in there, and when there's, or when it's too low or something like that.
I'd say a whip whenever the squad leader feels like it's necessary, but you know, as far as like a number where you should absolutely have one, eight. I think it's just, you know, it's a position that it doesn't, like, again, it doesn't really take anything away. So even if you have four guys, just having a motivational speaker, it doesn't really matter. It's just, you know, if someone wants to do the job, they should do it.
Cool.
Yeah,
thanks.
And this isn't just for sixes or sevens or anything like that.
User entered
we
your
want
channel.
Eights to be able to do this also. We want eights to start stepping up and being the whip and getting that experience, because it's a very, very important job. But when you kind of break it down, it's very, very simple. You keep the squad together, you keep them on target, and you're not making the tactical decisions. The squad leader's doing that. It frees you up to just focus on making sure that the squad is effective. So we want our eights to start kind of getting in the mix of that. So don't think it's just for seven or sixes or officers. It's for everybody that's taken the COC course.
It's going to be fun. You can say that.
And Kitty, good.
That was an accident, sorry.
So I'll get the official write-up posted on our main forums probably tonight. And I'd like to see these whips in effect and these squads starting tomorrow. This, like I said, this is very important. And it, when we have used it, we've trialed it, we've already tested it, super effective, super awesome. And I'm excited to see some eights step up, some sevens really take this by the bull by the horn on this and really drive these squads forward.
Could do it now. We gotta wait for tomorrow.
Or tonight, I mean, when we break up and we're two
platoons.
Yeah,
whenever you do it, man. If, you know, this is going to be a big help to squad leaders, too. You know, there's as the game grows, there's a lot more on a squad leader's plate, and this will be a huge help, you know, for you to just be able to give an order and, you know, if you are staring at the map, you have someone who's keeping people in line, you know, not pulling vehicles without permission, you know, not changing classes, just varying things to kind of keep the squad, you know, functioning the right way and keeping the guys motivated, pushing towards the proper point. When they get on point, you know, whip could be the kind of person that assigns people, you know, okay, I want you to watch this stairwell and you watch this one and you watch this door, you know, that kind of thing. So the squad leader can just kind of focus on the bigger tactical picture that's happening on the ground right then and there. Any more questions about that?
User in your channel timed out.
Don't see any more lights. Okay. So that's going to be an awesome thing. I'm super psyched about that. Upcoming events. This Saturday, the 29th, at 8 p.m. Eastern, we have an op with Blue Lions and 7Cav. Blue Lions will be the operational leadership for this time. So there'll be an overall command. And Crayons will be our primary leader with Mathix as his backup. Again, I better see 90 guys on for that op. Everyone who's here better be there.
I'm supposed to be in Oklahoma City.
Well, you're just going to have to bring a laptop.
That's all I'm about to say. Laptop.
Well, the way this year is going, it's probably going to be devastated by a tornado anyway, so why bother?
Too soon. So moving on from that, we have the op coming up. Let's all get there. A couple notes on population in the portal. It's summertime. People are taking vacations, dealing with other personal stuff right now. This is that time of the year. And you will definitely see, you know, a few less people logging in. But hell, we have 90 people here right now, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. But we understand, you know, people have a lot going on in the summertime. They want to get out, enjoy the weather, go on vacations, be with their families. So it is normal for you to see decreased pops in the summertime. So prepare yourselves mentally for that. That's just the nature of the beast. We've already seen it to some degree, but we still have a lot of people here right now. So, oh yeah, on that note, what time is that COC class?
Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
All right, guys. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. If you're a 9, you need to go there. And if you need a refresher, you want to go, everyone needs to go to that. The CLC class is the core of what SG is. There's a reason that is the only required class for the PS2 portal, because it covers everything about what SG is, what the charter, what is expected of you, and what SG has to offer you. And it's a great opportunity to meet other people in SG, and you get to talk with guys like Majin, who've been around here for a really long time, and you get more of a sense of the culture of SG. So if you have yet to attend a CLC class, make sure you do those. And also be advised that you're going to need to get promoted to 8 if you plan on getting promoted to 7 or want to do some squad leading in the future. A COC class is necessary. We need you to know the culture of SG before you start taking the reins of our squad. So if you have yet to attend that, you need to go to the COC class. So everyone go there tomorrow if you have yet to do it. Moving on from this. We talked a little bit earlier about super squads, and these are okay to a degree, as long as they're being run appropriately. If it's very important during those times where you might have that kind of that middle ground number and a little, not quite enough to form two squads, but a little too many for communications to be effective. At those points in time, Yas, you have a hot mic. Okay. At that point in time, it's important for us to kind of make sure, especially during those times, that we have tighter comms and that the squad cohesion is tighter. It's harder for an SL to wrangle 20 guys than it is for him to wrangle 12. So, and on that note, you know, once we have two leaders, if we're at that, you know, like 16 mark where we can have two squads of 8, that's obviously what we prefer to have. But we do understand that sometimes we don't have people that are willing or able to run a second squad, and that sometimes super squads will happen. Just be mindful that when they do, we need to be extremely mindful of our standards as far as communications and squad cohesion. It's more important at that time than it is at other times, because the squad leader really does have their hands full when they're wrangling that many guys. You have something, Kilmaran?
I did. I'm trying to remember what it is now. I knew exactly what it was before.
That happens to me too, but I'm old.
Oh my god.
Oh, yes. When is the operation?
This coming operation is June 29th, Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I will not be there. I will be working my ass off at my restaurant. So, but I'm sure that you guys will have a kick-ass time. and it's going to be some good stuff.
What is
we have a restaurant?
The operation is going to be run by Blue Lions. It's just a general operation. We just get together
User you know, joined your channel.
A lot of times, you know, like it's a lot different than working with outfits on a daily basis because we have chosen, you know, the way that we choose to do it with one overall kind of just allows that one person to have a much larger tactical view because they have so many more troops at their disposal. So that's why we've done a rotating command schedule. So sometimes we're in command, sometimes they are, and it kind of rotates on that basis. That way no one outfit is ever in charge all the time. But it does seem to work really great that way rather than just trying to say, okay, well, we'll go here and you go here and trying to coordinate that way. This way, just one person's in charge and knows where everybody is. So that's how we've traditionally run these ops. Blue Lions is in charge of this one.
Understood.
Okay. Any other questions, comments, concerns on super squads? Everyone understand what we're getting at there? Okay. I got to scroll down to see if there's any lights on because I can't see everyone. Where are you guys every night? Anyways, moving on. Right now, I'm going to pass it over to Nem. Anything for the infantry battle group?
You guys probably haven't seen a hell of a lot of me recently. That's because I'm getting my house ready to sell. Hopefully, it will be on the market this Friday. With that, there will be an increase in my time in game. Otherwise, I have a couple of announcements for promotions, which since I have not been here, my handy-dandy assistant Slayer has taken care of that sort of duty for me, and I'm going to let him handle this side of the house. So, Slayer, take it away.
Hopefully he knows he's muted.
I'm going to cut you. Okay, important for impressive dedication to duty and generally being an awesome kind of all-round guy, we've decided that Hulbert is going to be promoted from captain to major. He will be the only major number 5 that we have. He has done a fantastic job.
Definitely well-deserved. Hulbert is one of those guys that steps up all the time. And I can't, I don't know. I can't remember the last time I didn't see Hulbert leading something when he's on. So props to him.
And following that, Xra, front and center, you are also going to be receiving a promotion to captain and a platoon leader for excellent use of a galaxy and belly flopping on things. The only thing we could think of as a reason to promote you was the fact that you can belly flop onto sides.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Congratulations, Xra. Well earned.
Error.
And that is it for the big promotions that we have today. Also, welcome to the number 6, Tachi and Samurai, who both passed out of their training today, and I knew that the two new lieutenant squad leaders for infantry. So I'll give them a little pat on the back.
Great job, you guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Mathix, do you have something? You actually have your light left on here?
Okay. Sorry, just clapping.
Okay, just making sure. All right, on to air. Cryons, what do you have for us?
The return of heavy gain.
Yeah, Air's been doing really well. We've got great attendance, great energy right now. Matter of fact, we just got done.
And a great echo.
I think Cryons is using the latrine right now.
Can you guys hear me now?
There you go.
There we go.
And so can the NSA.
But great energy in the air battle group. We just got done with the air training. Definitely like the direction we're going, and we're going to be doing some more active recruiting, and we're looking to expand our numbers. And thank everyone that's been active, and good times ahead.
All right, sweet. Shadow is not here. Is Acer here? Harvester? Nope. So nothing from armor today, guys. Majin, any notes from the division officer?
Yep, just a couple things. One, once again, COC class tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. I despise meetings. All these officers know this. I hate meetings. I don't like wasting time, people's time. I like to game. So it will not be a waste of your time. Show up. We'll get it done, get it knocked out, get the database updated. You'll be good to go. And more importantly, you'll know how SG operates. Crusties are more than welcome to attend. I know a lot of you enjoy listening to my voice. It's totally cool. Feel free. Newcomers, it's the only class that's required. Second note is we've amended the subportal charter. I put a note on the forum under DO Note 625-2013. Please take a look at it. It added a time requirement, correction. It added a requirement for, activity. Man, I'm getting old. Added activity requirement to the portal. If you are going on a leave of absence, okay, the activity requirement's insane. It's 90 days. You can play once every couple 90 days. If you're military, if you're going on a job or whatever, just shoot me a note. I'll put an LOA on your record, and you won't be bugged. For those that don't have characters in SG or haven't played or over the three-month time limit, you're going to get a note from me. It's a gentle nudge letter, and after a while, we'll have you move into a different portal that you are playing with SG. So just to let you know, we added an activity requirement to the portal charter. And that was put up all the way through Syndicate, so Syndicate knew about it. It's not something that's a surprising thing. So that's all I have. If anybody has a problem, you need an answer, you need to talk to somebody about something that's going on in game, please feel free to PM me, and I will get you an answer. If I don't know the answer, I'll get you hooked up with the person that does. Thanks, Steel.
No problem. Thank you, Majin, for all your hard work. I see a couple people with lights on Q-Ball. Did you have something?
Yeah, actually, since we have everyone in the channel, I was going to hopefully get a request out. We've got a bunch of really good guys that have Liberators that on occasion will all be in the air. And I was hoping that maybe we could perhaps get some infantry guys that would be willing to gun for a Lib, maybe make themselves known so that in the event that they could peel away, they could at least assist us without having to take away another flyer.
Cool. That's I can talk that over with Kranz, and we can discuss it with NEM and see, you know, what we can do about maybe, you know, when we get Liberator heavy, maybe we can task a squad to that if we have them. I mean, if we have 90 guys on, that shouldn't be a problem.
Well, even in a situation that's just like one or two, if we're all in the air and someone happens to go down earlier and someone can peel away, they can always like squad deploy right back where they just were. So it would just be awesome, I think.
Okay.
$10 an hour.
Tiberius, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if this was mentioned or not, but classes for squad leaders. I missed the one that was held like last week, and I was wondering if there were going to be any more out there.
There will be more. I will do one. I'll try and do one next week for sure. My plate's going to be a little full for here a little bit while I get everything rearranged, but I will do one next week for sure. I'll post it up maybe tomorrow. And feel free to sign up. And those classes are really fun to teach. I love teaching it. And also, you know, on that note, if you are interested in stepping up, remember, if you're an 8, you are perfectly welcome to take a shot at squad leading and ask, you know, a 6 or a 7 or even someone like myself or, you know, anyone that can help you and kind of guide you through the process. Squad leading is awesome. It's a very rewarding thing, and I recommend everybody try it at least once, just to see if you have a knack for it. You know, it's worth giving it a shot. So yeah, I mean, you don't have to wait for that leader class. I mean, it's big help, but you know, if you're interested in stepping up, by all means, ask for a mentor and step up to the plate.
All right. Oh, on another note, seeing as how it was just mentioned about the Liberator squads, it actually is quite effective because I believe me and Triz were doing it earlier today. And I was able to jump back and forth between the infantry and the Liberator really easily because of the squad deploy.
Cool. KOA? You have something?
Yeah, just a quick question on BOC class, because the one that's coming up starts when I get off work, so I'll either be late. How often do you guys do those?
I try to run them... I've been bad recently about running them every week. Usually it's every 2 weeks. But if you need a COC class and it is, just shoot me a note, a PM. I can always work with anybody to give them a personalized COC class, and that'll fit their schedule. I would prefer, though, if you can make a big class, do. But if you're like in a time zone where it's just crazy for you to make it, or you have a job requirement, just shoot me a note, and I'll make it for you.
Roger, thank you.
Yep, yep.
Pedro, what do you have?
Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. Did you have something, or did you just have your light on by accident?
Yeah, it turns on when I'm typing.
Oh, okay, no problem. Kilmarin?
Bringing back some of the old news.
Okay.
Infantry always used to, for the most part, be the gunners in vehicles. The problem right now is the TS being able to communicate with the vehicle drivers. But I would say, regardless of that, just if you're doing air or armor and you need people to fill your gun, just ask infantry. I don't think anybody will say no. A lot of people like that change of pace. Just ask for it.
User okay. disconnected from your channel.
And right now I want to open up the floor to the platoon leaders. Anything you guys want to say? Pulbert?
That was my platoon lead thing to say tonight.
Okay. Our newest platoon leader, XRAR, do you have anything?
Yeah, I didn't really realize.
Surprise!
I appreciate it, though. I look forward to helping out, guys. Everyone's been really great in squad and helping out a lot when I run overall, so keep up the good work.
Surprise. Sweet.
Super squad break count?
Go ahead.
Super squads, nothing to say about that. But however, ladies and gentlemen, vehicle discipline. Sometimes people will pull their own vehicles. Please don't. Ask first. Thank you.
Everything's squad expensive now. Guys. Squad discipline is, with all the resource costs now, squad discipline more important than ever. Guys, you got to ask your squad leader if you're going to pull a vehicle. You just have to. Squad leader saying, okay, guys, let's pull a bus, and you saying, I'm going to pull a radar flash and doing it is not the proper way. Saying, squad break steal, go steal. Hey, boss, do you mind if I pull a radar flash? That's the way to handle it. You don't just do it assuming the answer is going to be yes. And that just goes back to discipline and squad cohesion, guys. Everything needs to be communicated with your SL. So make sure that, you know, squad discipline is of the utmost importance to us, thus the whip. We perform better when we do things that way. And it's just the way that SG does things. And that's what we expect from all of our squad members. So, anything else? Brad, go ahead.
In addition to that, I guess you call it a corollary. On the note of resources, specifically infantry resources, probably be a good idea for everyone that has max upgrades and tends to use max at least periodically to try to maintain enough infantry resources to pull them when they're needed, as opposed to, you know, filling up your C4 and going all the way down to zero. Hold on to some. It used to be easy because it was just 100, but it's a little harder now. It'll take a little more attention and management, but I think it'll be important so that we can pull AA maxes when we need them.
That's actually a really excellent point, and I hadn't even thought to bring that up, but that's excellent point. You know, a lot of us, I know I do anyway, just kind of log in and spend all my points, and I try to remember to do it on a timely basis, but I always don't, and so every time I look, it's max, and I just spend them all, but you never know when you're going to need them to pull a max, so good point. Do you have something else, Bragg?
Nope.
Okay.
User disconnected from your channel.
All right. Moving on from that then. We have a couple of awards to issue. The only command staff award that we're going to give out today, we have a couple, just two of those. And the first one, you guys know this guy, always in the air, always doing the awesome thing, great squad leader, tactical-minded guy, has even stepped up to start doing overall lately, which we really appreciate and is rare from somebody who keeps themselves in the air primarily. And that person is Daishi, who is being awarded the Superior Leadership Ribbon. Whoa. So congratulations, Daishi.
Good job.
Superior.
And the last on the command staff side of things, Kaladin has been managing the infantry battle group trainings for so long, doing an awesome job, getting all of our troops trained up, creating the WIP program, doing the outlines. I mean, he has worked very, very hard to try to make sure that all of our guys are trained up and just doing an amazing job. And for that, Kaladin is being awarded the Infantry Trainer Gold Badge.
Thank you.
Good job.
On that note, I will pass it off to Nem, who will award some infantry badges. Nem, take it away.
Alrighty. In my usual manner here. For excellence on the battlefield in keeping the bullets out of our asses and pulling them out when they get there inadvertently, Tachikaze is getting the Medic Gold Badge.
Congrats, Tachi.
Yes.
Woo. Congrats.
And for always being there with his glue gun to make sure the vehicles, maxes, and other such things have armor on them, and also that the rest of us poor grunts with just the flesh have ammunition. Samurai is getting an engineer gold badge.
Thank you.
Congrats.
That's all I got.
Alrighty. Crayons, what do you got for us?
I got a few on Golden Reavers. Got Malcor, T-Bone, and Trish. All well deserving.
Hey, that's cool.
Nice. That's awesome, guys.
Great job. Yeah, well, great pilots and well deserved.
The last one I got is Golden Lib for Dim.
Grats, Dim.
Actually, it looks like I forgot one.
Go ahead, Nim.
I hate to put this in there because I already did that, but Con Man has also been recognized by several of our MAX pilots for being an excellent engineer, and he is also getting an engineering gold badge.
Sweet. Congratulations, Con Man.
Woohoo.
But he didn't show up to the meeting, so we don't like him anymore.
Yeah, totally.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for the awards. Just for a couple minutes here, if anyone has a topic that we haven't discussed or has any other questions or concerns, open up the floor, turn on your command light. Tiberius?
Yeah, it was one a while ago about the maxes and the resources. I did this thing today where somebody wanted to pull a max, so what we did is we designated an NG to be with that max at all times.
Mr. Smegs.
Yeah. And I stayed with him when I wasn't in the Liberator, and he ended up going, 38-5 while I was there, and he stayed alive for like 2 hours. So I think if we designate an NG to stay with a max at all times, don't leave him at all, they would be quite effective.
It's an awesome idea. That's great. You know, and squad leaders are all here. They're hearing you. And that's something they can implement. Kilmaran, what do you have?
Something about...
User joined your channel.
Yes. Actually, I wondered... There was some talk about whether we should or should not have infiltrators always in the squad. We had some sort of training for it. I don't know what decision was made or if there was one.
Officially... Nem could probably answer this, but as far as I'm aware, the default squad makeup hasn't changed really that much. But, you know, individual squad leaders have always been able to adapt the squads to the needs of the squad. Sometimes infiltrators are very valuable in the hands of the right individual. And you know, I don't know if it's a default, but I personally love having an infiltrator in my squad, at least one. You never know when you're going to need to hack a terminal, and radar darts are very useful. So as far as it being required, Nem, correct me if I'm wrong, but that is a no.
No, it's not required, certainly. The default is, however, just that. It's a default. It's not a requirement. It's just a starting place. If you don't have any, it covers a lot of situations. Doesn't cover every situation. You can do a lot of everything with it. It's particularly good for open field battles. But if you know you're going to be going out in the galaxy or something like that, where you're not going to have a spawn point, for goodness sake, bring an infiltrator.
Everybody needs to attend that Rail Corps Advanced Infiltrator class. It really hits on how an infiltrator can help an SG squad specifically, and they are becoming more common to see a single infiltrator in each squad. And Rail Corps does a great job of kind of highlighting the topics where the infiltrator can really shine to help SG and how we operate. It's a really good class. Everybody should go to it, regardless of your playstyle, regardless of your rank. It's awesome.
Yeah, you know, on that note, I forgot to touch on something, and I'm going to bring that up now. We have initiated, there's a new badge that some of you guys have seen. It's called Combined Arms, and that badge is earned by you when you have attended all three battle groups' basic trainings. We want to encourage everyone to attend every single training you can. The more that you know about this game, the more roles that you are familiar with, the more valuable you are to SG, and the more we can accomplish together as a team. The more that you are aware, even if you're not a pilot, the more that you are aware of the concerns that pilots have, or the concerns that a tank driver has, or the things that they deal with, that is valuable to you. If you're a pilot, it will help you to know what's going on the ground. What are the needs of an infantry squad? What can I do to help from the air more than anything else? And cross-training is key to that. So I encourage everyone to attend every single training that's available. You might never play infiltrator ever, but as a squad leader, it would be handy to know what tools infiltrators have if you're not aware. It will help you to know how to better utilize an infiltrator in your squad. I mean, there are a lot of bonuses and very little drawbacks to spending an hour of your time to attend a training. So if you can go to a training, you should go. You just make yourself more valuable, and you make SG as a unit stronger the more that you know about the game. Pedro?
Just ignore mine. It's
tough. Okay. Rackus?
The excessive complaining about the game's flaws is still going on in a squad chat, and it's getting kind of annoying.
Okay. Pet peeve of mine. It just shouldn't happen, guys. This is where the squad whip's going to come in, right here. I understand that there are things about this game that are frustrating. I do. I get it. Believe me, I get it. But sitting there bitching about it isn't going to help. The only thing it's going to do is drag everyone else in your squad down in the mud. Please, please, please do not complain about the game in squad chat. It's pointless. Nobody in your squad can change the game. Nobody in your squad is writing code for PlanetSide 2. There is absolutely nothing that they can do to help you. Nothing. Complaining to people in your squad has zero effect. It only serves a negative purpose, and that is to depress everyone with some kind of broken detail about the game. We get it, guys. There's challenges in this game, but guess what? We're still here. We're still going strong. We're still having fun, and it's going great. I mean... There are so many more positives in SG than there are negatives. I can't imagine why anybody would focus on something like that. There are too many great things here to focus on something as stupid as a weapon or a unit being overpowered. I mean, that's just, you know, whatever. We're overpowered. SG is overpowered. Because we as a unit do things a different way. And it doesn't, it's not the weapon that's overpowered, it's the person who's wielding it. So, you know, crush those guys. If you see a Zoe Max, just remember that rage and that anger and just freaking unleash hell on it. But it's not going to help if you complain about it in game. It's just not going to help. Bragg, what do you have?
Just a continuation of that point. The game is an MMO, and all MMOs are MMOs because they are alive. They change constantly. So, for example, in the near future, we will be having, I would guess, in the next big game update, but maybe not, Lattice is going to be moving on to Esemir, and then after that to Amerish. And so a lot of things will be changing there. And, you know, everything from ZOE went from overpowered and now it's normal. We went from overpowered at one point, though, according to some. Now we're normal. And so the game is going to be changing all the time. I wouldn't sweat the small details. And the fact that it's changing should actually be exciting and fun. There's always going to be something new to learn because it's always changing.
Absolutely. Grits?
In regards to changes, just made me think of something. Battle Islands, they're going to be announced in the next Reachcast. Is there any plans for SG to like do anything with the Battle Islands? I'm not sure how they're going to be implemented, but if there is like a hopper for like, I don't know, outfit v outfit combat, will we be doing anything like that?
I think we'll participate in anything that if you guys have a passion for it and you guys want to do it, we'll do it. We'll find a way. We were a tad bit concerned about this because, you know, it's going to be platoon on platoon, right? And sometimes we have more than a platoon. So it's going to have to be, you know, like on a rotating basis. We're not going to create any kind of elite unit to do it. You know, we are SG. We're all elite. So there's not going to be any special team that's going to go and do this on their own. But we will participate. You know, that's what we're going to do. So we'll have signups, you know, we'll encourage people to attend, you know, we'll kind of rotate it out. You know, people who don't get participated as often will get to go and so on and so forth. So, you know, yes, we will participate, but no, there's not going to be any kind of specific group set up for this event. Did that answer your question?
User joined your channel.
Yep.
Perfect. Looking for command lines. So, see one. One other note: we have a campaign ribbon, which is awarded for participation in awesome operations. And I think everyone that was there will agree that the TR night operation last Friday, was absolutely epic. And on that note, everyone who was there and attended that op is hereby awarded a campaign ribbon. So, if you already have one, you will be able to. Throw a hash on yours, and if you don't, throw one on your tag. Well done all. That was great fun, and we will do more of those in the future. Not super often, but we will do more. Go ahead, Kilmarin.
Not to be selfish, but I wanted to ask if I qualified for that simply because I tried to do stuff prior to the actual operation.
If you logged into TR that day and played with SG, you earned the ribbon. There you go.
They always over there early.
Yeah, I just couldn't.
Kill actually got us over there early so we could get some levels up so we wouldn't be as bad.
He created the filler outfit, remember?
Yep.
Good deal. Does anyone have anything else they need to add? And if the command staff, there's anything I forgot, remind me now.
Can we go for a 90-man max crash?
Yeah.
Let's have 90 people in game for at least a half hour. Cause some hell.
Yeah, I mean, I would very much appreciate it if everyone stuck around. Let's go ahead and get down into some squads and start kicking some ass then, if there's nothing else. Thanks for coming, everyone. Congratulations to everyone on their awards and promotions.
Channel.
And let's go kick some ass.
User left your channel.
Air squad is listed.
From your channel.
User left your channel.
Anybody want a Liz Gunner or Gal Gunner?
User left your channel.